RSN Central with Gareth Hall.
11:23 here at RSN Central. Matty Stewart's been busy this morning. He's at Caulfield for the barrier draw for the Blue Diamond Stakes, the number one two-year-old event in this state. And Matty, is it positive or is it negative news for favourite punters with Hanseatic after the draw?
Sam Friedman's just about to wander over and join me. We can ask him ourselves. I think initially the feeling was, oh, that's the last barrier he wanted to draw. But as always, there's always a positive spin. Sam Friedman joins me. Sammy, I guess in an ideal world, barrier one wouldn't have been the marble.
Yeah, or maybe not. You know, it's he drew two in the prelude and he managed to get himself out of trouble. So. Look, there looks to be really good speed drawn out wide, so hopefully he can, you know, they can spread out and he can, you know, the gaps will appear.
Yeah, the shortest route home theory. Just on the speed map, it's the biggest field any of them have met so far, and he's certainly one of them. As you just touched on, you reckon he could probably posse up a little bit closer than many sort of feared and anticipated. What's your first read of the map after drawing barrier one, and the second favourite rulership's drawn seven, so he's ideally placed.
Yeah, look, I think it's speed drawn all across the board. You know, you look at it and difficult tends to go forward. It's drawn 15, a beautiful night. She's drawn a good gate in two. Yeah, look, there's speed all over and a lot of the horses won't be hanging around, I think, and that'll play into our horse's hand. I think the strong speed will work in his favour. You know, the whole time in his races, he's just wanting to travel a little bit too strong. So if they can spread out, you know, he'll get into a really nice rhythm. And as I said, look, these big fields, we found it with Lyre last year. She drawn five and she ended up, you know, second last, you know, nearly on the rail coming to the home turn and managed to get to the outside and rock at home. So we might be calling on Luke Curry for another masterful ride, hopefully.
A lot of it's about peaking on the day. You mentioned at the press conference that Hanseatic up really, really well this morning. You're confident that Hanseatic's going to peak for the grand final?
Yeah, we think so. You know, this has always been the plan with him. And, you know, we've mapped this path out, you know, since the Mersin Cooper. And we never do a lot with him in his gallops at home. We tend to just keep him a little bit fresh and keep his sprint for race day. So, you know, he's had a really good 2 weeks since his run. He's in a really good rhythm up at Flemington. Steve Adams and Paul, his track rider, have done a great job with him. And now we just leg Luke up and hopefully he can do the rest.
You've got a stack of good runners on Saturday, but the most interesting, or one of the most interesting, is Super Seth against the older horses in the Futurity, and everyone's talking about this super group of three-year-olds, and he's certainly one of them. It's going to be an interesting weight for age test outside of his own age group for the first time.
Yeah, we're really excited to get him out against the older horses, and, you know, you've got a 10-time Group 1 winner or whatever it is with Melody Bell coming over, and, you know, he's going to have his work cut out for him, but we've got full confidence in the horse that, you know, he loves Caulfield. He's only been beaten, I think, once here. So it doesn't look like it'll be an overly big field. But he showed a bit of versatility first up in the Manfred, settling a little bit closer. And, you know, early in his early days, we really rode him off the speed and wanted to get him to relax and finish off. The good thing is if he draws a low gate now, he's got the ability to settle a little closer. And if he draws wide, you know, we can always ride him cold. And we think he's got a devastating turn of foot when you get him to switch off and relax. And Mark Zara, you're riding 55.5 on Saturday, you probably don't get him down to that weight too often, and that probably gives you full confidence that he thinks he can do it.
Just a quick one before I let you go. I know there's a lot of media here that want to grab you for a comment, especially about Hanseatic, but the champ, Chenier, our horse, how did he pull up after that fantastic run in the CS Hay Stakes? And all systems go, I'd imagine, to the guineas.
Yeah, he's pulled up super. He had a funny week leading into it. You know, he was in Sydney on the Sunday and suddenly he's in Melbourne and probably galloped a day later than we really wanted him to on the Wednesday. And, you know, it was probably a bit of a last-minute decision to run him in the CSAs. But, geez, he's given us full confidence going forward that when we can have a real proper prep with him and get him prepared for obviously this Australian guineas. Look, he seems to be in a really good space and, you know, he meets them worse off at the weights, those two, but, you know, he's flying under the radar and he was first up for 10 months. People do tend to forget that. And, look, he's out of Zadeco, which Dad and Lee trained, and she won a Wakeful and was second in an Oaks. So the mile isn't going to be an issue with him. But, yeah, he's one of the most exciting horses I think we've got in the stable.
Yeah, indeed. He's certainly a very much a part of the super group of three-year-old Sam. Good luck. Best of luck from the barrier on Saturday. Stranger things have happened.
Cheers. Thanks,
Good on you, mate. Sam Friedman there. So, Gaz, Look, I guess there's always optimism in these situations. I have a feeling that Miracles of Life drew similarly and was able to work her way through the field. But on face value, I think we're going to see a little bit of a narrowing of the gap between the favourite and the second favourite after the barrier draw.
Looking at the market now, 240 Hanseatic after the barrier draw. Rulership at $6, Matty. The Busselton and Young team would be pretty happy with Tangaloa barrier 4 and Let's Be Glam barrier number 3. Ideas Man out in the car park, barrier number 16. Ruler ships into $6 after drawing barrier number 7. Beautiful Night, barrier number 2. And then we have Montessera, barrier number 13. And Personal, barrier number 5. So looking at the market now, there's still only 3 horses under double figures. Let's Be Glam at $8. Montessera at $11. Tangaloa at $15. But Hanseatic, despite barrier number 1, the bookmakers and tab.com.au still have him short to win the Blue Diamond after being the dominant 2-year-old so far this season.
Yeah, and look, it may play as a positive. I mean, he might settle, you know, 4th, 5th in the run on the fence, get a break and get the shortest route home and justify the short price. And I think that's worth keeping in mind. I think we can get a little bit carried away with perceived negative and positive gates and so on. Just the vibe from the press conference, Gareth, about, you know, who's feeling good about their 2-year-olds. Yep. Trent Besutton, I think one of the most positive leads for me came for Trent Besutton talking about Tagaloa. I know he also has the filly Let's Be Glam as well, but he seemed a little bit more bullish that Tagaloa at the odds from barrier 4 might be the way to go. The Hayes camp's gone into the gear change locker, as they often do for these grand finals, with Arieff and Riverina Storm. There's a strong push from Ben Hayes there. Mar Eustace have 6 runners. Dave Eustace was a bit nonplussed after the barrier draw. On balance, they fared fairly badly at the barrier draw. I think if there's one that they feel has drawn particularly well for the speed map, is A Beautiful Night in barrier 2, horse number 9, and she's a good double figure odds. So that's pretty much a general wrap up of it. In summary, I think Sam Friedman's, you know, his first comment after drawing barrier 1 was, ugh, not ideal. Yeah. But then all of a sudden the positive, potentially positive elements come out of it as well.
Now, I can stuff up a name from time to time, Matty. So is it Besutton or Busselton?
Both of them.
Okay. There you go. Hey, I love your work. You've been brilliant. What's your tip? Hanseatic?
The Freemans and the Snowdens are both masterful 2-year-old yep. grand final stables, so you couldn't err one way over the other on the posit, you know, the strength of the stable. Look, they usually do get the breaks for mine. I'm saying the barrier ultimately won't stop Hanseatic and that it'll dive late and knock off rulership.
Thanks for that, mate. Appreciate your
Thanks,
time.
Thanks, Gareth.
There's
good on you, mate.
Matty Stewart live there from Caulfield for the